This is the 77 WABC Early News, and we've got a whole lot of news coming your way, along with sports, business, and traffic. I'm Frank Morano.
Oh, hello, Frankie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was very nice. We had our second COVID shot.
Oh,
the
boy.
Pfizer shot. My husband is currently at home sleeping because he's getting the symptoms that they all talk about that I had the first time around. So,
but you've been doing okay with the second dose for now.
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I feel great. He is, he's not feeling horrific, but he definitely has the chills. He doesn't have a fever. He just has body aches, and so he's taking the day off and sleeping.
I hope he recovers quickly.
Usually, I'm sure he's.
It only lasts, they say, usually a day or so, right?
Yeah. So he should be good. He's a tough dude. So anyway, as you heard, we've got Deb following the breaking news and local news at the news desk. We have Matt and Eric at the controls. Sid'll be up shortly at 5:15 with sports. And here's, I think, what you're going to be talking about around the water cooler today. There's so much, actually, but this story I just find. Just rich. Black Lives Matter bosses are turning on each other, Frank. I know that you have read these stories after one leader is exposed for living in the lap of luxury. So where did she get all that money? Wow. The somewhat surprising way the late Prince Philip will arrive to his own funeral. And a horrible tragedy in Boca Raton, and it has Long Island ties, so we'll talk about that. Also in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, part two of my favorite American cities with European vibes.
Ooh, and in our area. Can you tell us that?
Yes, two of them are very close to our area.
Okay. Well, that'll be exciting. All right. In just 2 minutes, we're going to bring you traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. I did want to mention this before we went to traffic. A reward is being offered for information on a decades old theft from the Truman Presidential Library in Independence, Missouri. The FBI's Kansas City field office says on March 24th, 1978, someone broke into the library and stole three ceremonial swords and two daggers that had been given to President Truman by the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince and the Shah of Iran. Mm. The stolen items are valued between $700,000 and $1 million. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward to anyone with information that leads to the recovery of the stolen items.
Well, I also wanted to talk about really quick. I don't know if you saw his tweet over the weekend, but Andrew Yang is apparently on a mission, obviously not only to win the mayoral race, but also to rid the city of unlicensed street vendors. He tweeted out Sunday morning saying, you know, New York City is just not enforcing the rules on these street vendors, and we really need to do more for retailers. Now, I know I have lots of friends who have small shops, a couple downtown, and they have been complaining about this for a long time. They say that these street vendors run off business. Well, you know, on the flip side, the street vendor advocates say the problem really is that the city just doesn't do enough to meet the demand, which leads to criminalization of immigrants and the little guy, and that we need to really sort of revamp our whole policy and the protocol when it comes to giving these licenses out.
Well, I certainly agree with Andrew Yang. I mean, why should these small businesses that are playing by the rules be able to be forced to compete with people that aren't abiding by the rules at all?
I mean, it's capitalism 101.
Yeah. 507, talking about traffic 101. Here's Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the sevens.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're starting out with a bit of a problem southbound on the drive at 116th Street. An accident being cleared. 287 northbound was slow at exit 36 with a collision. Again, the right lane is out. Westbound 78 at exit 11, there's a tractor trailer accident. Westbound Route 22 closed at Country Club Road and Bridgewater with down wires. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations are in effect today. Mass Transit, everybody, so far so good. The support service of Indeed.com. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks very much, Joe, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. I don't know. The weekend was a bit of a bust. Wasn't so great, but we expected that. Today, we're going to have showers in the morning. Then it will become steady rain during the afternoon hours, unfortunately. So just keep your, you know, keep your galoshes and your umbrella ready. We're only going to get up to about 51 degrees, and we'll have rain continuing through the night. But by tomorrow, shouldn't be too bad. We're going to get up to about 63 degrees, partly cloudy sky, so we should see some sun there. Wednesday, we'll have about 66 degrees for a high, mostly cloudy skies. And Thursday, unfortunately, the rain comes back, showers on Friday as well, and then hopefully things will clear up over the weekend. But right now, the week looks pretty decent starting out, but then it gets lousy again. I can't, this rain, I mean, it's just
yesterday
nonstop.
Was tough. Yesterday was really tough. If you had to go anywhere, you even if you had an umbrella, I mean, it was almost useless. It was water everywhere and not a drop to drink.
Well, of water, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Consumer. So an interesting thing is happening in if you're a fan of Fruity Pebbles, right? Fruity Pebbles is certainly a favorite among kids, but now there's one just for adults. And instead of a bowl, it's in a glass. In honor of the cereal's 50th birthday, a brewery has created a Yabba Dabba beer.
Oh.
It's made with Fruity Pebbles and described as having the flavors of sweet and tart cherry, lemon, orange, and lime zest. It's only available in Delaware for a limited time.
Ooh. That sounds tasty. I'm not really a beer person, but I could try that. Embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz is spitting mad, reportedly, over reports that he asked Donald Trump for a meeting, but the former president blew him off. The 38-year-old Republican, as you know, is in the middle of dealing with some, you know, pretty heady allegations, I would say, including sex trafficking and drugs and dallying with a 17-year-old.
Can't imagine why Trump didn't want to meet with him.
It's crazy. But CNN Sunday reported that Trump had nixed that meeting with his, let's be honest here. Matt Gaetz was a very, very strong cheerleader for the president throughout his presidency. And this is what happens, I guess, when you're swirled up in salacious and, these sort of nightmarish scenarios. Gaetz says, you guessed it, this report is fake news.
A California high school student is accepted into 5 Ivy League colleges.
Jeez.
Itzel Luna is currently a senior at Daniel Pearlman Magnet High School in Los Angeles. And on Tuesday, Luna found out she was accepted into Stanford, Harvard, Brown, Princeton, and the University of Pennsylvania and Columbia. She hasn't made a decision yet, but she wants to major in communications and political science. Luna must make her decision by May 3rd.
Very quickly, what is the school's name? Daniel Pearlman or Daniel Pearl?
Daniel Pearlman.
Pearlman. Oh, Pearlman. I thought they named it after the journalist.
No,
beheaded.
I don't know who Daniel Pearlman was, but he definitely was not Daniel Pearl.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. Actually, it's interesting. President Biden is reaching across the aisle today, so this is a big one. He is going to be sitting down with a bipartisan group of congressmen and women. He's trying to push his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. Obviously, you've heard by now, it's a controversial project to repair the fundamental and critics say not so fundamental U.S. framework, including roads and bridges and pipes. Critics say there's a lot more in here that has nothing to do with infrastructure and that the plan is too far reaching. But supporters say, look, this is simply a starting point and he's throwing out balloons, you know, trial balloons, and we'll see what happens. He's not expecting all of this to happen in one fell swoop. So we'll see what happens today.
All right. Sports with Sid Rosenberg coming up in 3 minutes. A 7-year-old from Scottsdale, Arizona, is the proud CEO of his own company. Nicholas Bubeck started making toy airplanes as an arts and crafts project at the beginning of the pandemic and put together kits for other kids to make their own. Now, it's been a year since he started Creations by Nicholas, and Bubeck has sold nearly 1,000 do-it-yourself kits. They come with popsicle sticks, bottle caps, and other materials to build the plane. He also sells a paint-your-own pilot kit, and a dollar from every sale goes to the Triple Heart Foundation, which donates books to NICUs across the country. More information is available on his website, creationsbynicholas.com.
How old is he?
7.
See, when I was 7 years old, I mean, Barbies were like as far as I got, and I certainly wasn't creating them. A hearing is set today in one of the more bizarre murder cases in American history. The trial of Robert Durst, a New York real estate scion, resumes today out in Los Angeles. Proceedings obviously were put on hold more than a year ago thanks to COVID. If you, I don't know, did you see this documentary, The Jinx, Frank?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it was so interesting.
Really?
Yeah. If you saw it, you know all about this 77-year-old suspected serial killer. And frankly, whack job. He is standing trial for the murder. This time, he's standing trial for the murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman. I mean, this is a woman who basically he used as his alibi for other situations. Two other previous killings are connected to the once notable heir. His wife, Kathleen McCormick Durst, disappeared all the way back in 1982. No charges have been filed on that case, but all signs, I mean, if you look at this documentary and you read about it, all signs point to Durst. He was also accused of killing his neighbor, Morris Black, while he was on the run. While Durst was on the run back in 2002, to the shock of many, Durst actually beat those charges. He claimed Black's shooting and subsequent dismemberment was an accident and self-defense.
Wow.
Well, just completely mind blowing. There's also these incredible audio tapes where you literally hear him essentially admitting that he murdered people.
Well, I remember the news coverage about this documentary at the time. But do you know what platform that documentary is on in case people want to check it out?
You know what? I do not. But I'm going to check for you just in momentarily.
Probably Showtime or something. That strikes me as their kind of a documentary.
Let me find out.
All right. Well, I have a lot more news coming your way momentarily, along with traffic and transit on the sevens. But first, fresh off a big sports weekend.
Here is
the one and only Hollywood Sid Rosenberg.
Hey now.
Hi,
good morning.
Sid.
Hi, Juliet. Hi, Frank. It was a big sports weekend. Historic is the word being used today to describe the winner at Augusta this weekend. First time ever a Japanese player wins the Masters, Hideki Matsuyama. This despite the fact he bogeyed three of the last four holes and shot one over for the day. Been a long time since a Masters winner shot over par on the last day of the tournament. But he did. He still gets the win. Congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama. Got a very nice tweet from Tiger Woods. The Yankees, they needed a win badly. They trail Tampa Bay again late, but they come back and win it. They get four in the 10th, beat the Rays 8-4. Newly acquired Oder had a big hit in this one. Gio Urshela, big night, 4-for-5, including a home run. The Yankees again get the win 8-4. They're at the Toronto Blue Jays later on today. The Mets and Marlins got rained out. Mets will host the Phillies in Queens later on tonight. David Peterson on the mound for the Mets. Knickerbockers win again, 102-96. The final score, don't look now, but the Knicks are once again a 500 basketball team at 27-27. Julius Randle had the big night with 26 points, and the Knicks right now are eighth inside the Eastern Conference, but just one game out of the fourth spot. Knicks back at home tonight, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, no LeBron James, no Anthony Davis, but the Lakers are fresh off clobbering the Nets a couple of nights ago. The Nets are back on the court tonight in Minnesota, taking on the Timberwolves. If you don't know this story, the Timberwolves just purchased by Alex Rodriguez.
Oh.
Alex Rodriguez and his buddy Mark Lowry buying the Minnesota Timberwolves. So the Nets are in Minnesota later on tonight. In hockey last night, it was Ryan Pulock with the overtime goal for the Islanders as the Isles skate past the Rangers by a final score of 3-2. But again, the big sports story today, history made in Augusta. Hideki Matsuyama, the first ever Japanese player to win the Masters. With sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
All right. We're going to have a whole lot more news, information, and content coming your way in just a few minutes. This is the 77 WABC Early News. It's 46 degrees out there, and at 5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's our friend Joe Nolan. How's it looking, Joe?
In Manhattan, we still have an accident southbound on the drive at 116th Street. That continues also as you travel on 287 northbound at exit 36. There's a crash in the right lane. Get over to the left. Westbound 78 at exit 11. A tractor-trailer accident being cleared. Also trouble on Route 22. This is out in Bridgewater. Route 22 closed both ways at Country Club Road. There are downed wires from an earlier issue. Now, mass transit. Everybody on or close to schedule and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7's Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Today it's going to be rainy. Tonight it's going to be rainy. We're not going to get up much higher than about 51 degrees. Tomorrow the rain should go away. We'll look at skies that are going to be partly cloudy, so we may have some sun popping out there. I feel like every time I say it's going to be partly cloudy, we end up having a lot of sun. So let's just cross our fingers. We'll get up to about 63 degrees tomorrow. By Wednesday, we should get up to 66, and we will have mostly cloudy skies. Hopefully, the sun will come out. But unfortunately, Thursday and Friday, we're looking at rain pretty much the entire time. Saturday and Sunday, it's looking like it's going to clear up, but we're still a little far off at this point. So let's just cross our fingers that at least Tuesday and Wednesday will be decent, and we'll see the sun come out, and we can just enjoy ourselves then, because otherwise it's looking pretty lousy, unfortunately, Frank.
It sounds like, you know, I am heartened by the words of Babita Hariani, who used to do news here, and I worked with her about 15, 16 years ago, and mm-hmm. she would tell me that when she was a little girl and she'd complain about the weather, her mother, who I believe was from India, would tell her that whenever it rained, there's always somebody that needs it. So I try to always look at it that way.
That's wonderful. And by the way, The Jinx is streaming on Hulu, YouTube TV, Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play, and I think also HBO Max.
Well, it is certainly going to be something that I am going to check out. I am a big fan of all that true crime stuff.
I know, me too.
All right. Well, we have business coming your way in just a minute. I have some interesting things to say about inflation. Well, in just a second. Wall Street starts fresh trading week today after Friday's trading session saw record highs to end the week. The Dow and S&P 500 hit all-time record closes as banks got primed to kick off first quarter earnings season this week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones rose 297 points, the S&P 500 rose 31 points, and the NASDAQ gained 70 points. Consumer inflation expectations for March are due this morning, and analysts expect a slight uptick in rising costs. They're forecasting inflation of 3.1% last month, up from 3.09% in February. March inflation will be out at 9 o'clock this morning, Juliet.
All right. And by the way, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, it's like stepping back into the 18th century Paris without the 8-hour flight. I'm going to tell you about my favorite American city with authentically French vibes and French history. And I'm guessing, Frank, that you have been to this city. This seems like a city that calls your name, but I'll talk about that momentarily. In the meantime, let's get to some other headlines. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. All right. The Capitol Rotunda is getting ready for the honoring of a local law enforcement official. Again, Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans died after a man intentionally rammed his car into a police barricade earlier this month, killing Evans and injuring a fellow officer. 25-year-old Noah Green then got out of his car wielding a knife, and he was fatally shot by a third Capitol Police officer. So this lying-in ceremony is going to be taking place tomorrow. There will be a ceremonial arrival beginning at 10:30 a.m. On the east front of the Capitol, if you happen to be down there. Then it will be followed by a congressional tribute and viewing by members of the Capitol Police and Congress. The 41-year-old was the father of two young children, and he was an 18-year veteran of the force.
Sad.
Awful.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes President Biden's infrastructure proposal will receive bipartisan support as negotiations get underway on Capitol Hill. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the California Democrat says the bill has never been a partisan issue until the GOP fought to cut the size of the package passed during the Obama administration. She hopes that Republicans recognize the obvious need and will support infrastructure improvements. Pelosi says lawmakers have a duty to look for bipartisanship, and they want to make sure infrastructure investments get through.
Well, Frank, we have an update on that situation from South Carolina that we talked about on Friday. It's an ever-ending tragedy. A sixth and final victim of that horrific shooting down in South Carolina last week has died. This is so awful. Robert Shook was just working on the air conditioning system at the home of Rock Hill, South Carolina, Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife, when that former NFL star inexplicably opened fire on the house, killing the couple, their two young grandchildren, I mean, two little kids, and Shook's colleague, who obviously was there with Shook working, just, you know, happened to be working there that day. The 38-year-old Shook made it to the hospital, but sadly, officials say he passed away over the weekend from injuries sustained, obviously, in that shooting. Ugh, just sickening. Mm. Philip Adams, who had a somewhat middling NFL career, including a stint with the Jets, killed himself hours later. Officials say they are examining his brain for a possible disease that has been shown to cause violent mood swings in its victims.
Jeez.
I know.
Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy speech recognition company Nuance, and an announcement that could come today. CNBC reporting that Microsoft is willing to pay about $16 billion for Boston-based Nuance. Nuance generated nearly $1.5 billion in revenue for the 2020 fiscal year. The company's software recognizes and transcribes speech in doctor's visits, customer service calls, and voicemails.
Well, there's some shocking police dash cam footage, and it's gone viral. I'm going to post it on my Twitter account, at Juliet Huddy TV. It shows a violent criminal calmly getting out of his pickup truck during a, you know, it was a routine police stop, and kind of casually walking around the back of the car to meet up with the cop, and then grabbing, very calmly, but grabbing his AR-15 style rifle and blasting away at the cop. It happened back in February, actually, near Las Cruces, New Mexico. Officer Darian Jarrett fell to the ground. The attacker, Omar Felix Cueva, then walks over and then shoots the officer several more times, including once point blank in the head. The 39-year-old suspect was a known drug dealer. He was a violent criminal. He died later in a hail of bullets during a shootout with police. I guess he had gone maybe about 40 miles or so, and they caught up with him. The 28-year-old New Mexico State police officer had been serving since 2015. And speaking of, in much, much better news, New Mexico is leading the country, actually, in COVID vaccinations. More than half of the residents 16 and over have had the first shot. In fact, things are going so well that the state is moving towards herd immunity. About a third of the adults are fully vaccinated. And again, the program is going so well that they expect that number to increase rapidly over the next few weeks.
Well, in keeping with our good news theme this quarter hour, a perfect job opening is available for that special baseball fan and hot dog lover. Gambling review website Bonus Finder is hiring an MLB professional food tester. Applicants must be 21 years old or older and will be required to go to professional baseball games to eat and critique ballpark franks. Job pays $500, and the deadline to apply is May 2nd. You can find out the details on bonusfinder.com.
Whoa. The job pays $500. What? You're going to go all around the country and it only pays you $500?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more of a bonus. I mean, it sounds like it's something that you would really do, not necessarily for your income needs, but for fun.
Okay, well, leave it to Juliet to rain on everybody's parade. It is one of the hottest tourism spots in the world these days. But if you're a pot smoker, you may want to change your plans if Dubai is on your itinerary. London's Daily Mail reporting an American businessman is facing 3 years behind bars in Dubai. Peter Clark flew to the Middle Eastern city back in February from his home in Las Vegas, where, by the way, weed is legal. Just a day later, after arriving in Dubai, the 51-year-old ended up getting sick. Apparently, he got pancreatitis and he had to be rushed to the hospital, where, of course, the staff took blood. And that is when nurses found traces of marijuana in his system. Apparently, the law there is that they have to report that to the local police. So he gets surgery, and as he is about to be discharged, he gets arrested. Now, Clark admits, yeah, I smoked before I left the States legally, but that's it. I didn't smoke once I got here. Still, the hospital staff, you know, again, reported him to police. He was hauled to jail for 3 days. And since then, no, again, this is like back. This is a while back. Since then, this is February. Since then, he has been forced to stay in his hotel room, waiting out a decision by the local prosecutors as to whether or not he's going to be charged. If they do proceed, he faces up to 3 years in prison.
Mm. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this case.
I mean, that is like, if anything tells you not to go someplace for vacation, That would be it.
That is for sure.
Jeez.
Crossing that right off the Jet Set Juliet destination.
Thank you.
527, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Good morning again. And if you're on the drive southbound at 116th Street, that collision is still there, still in the process of being cleared. A pair of problems now on the New York State Thruway. Northbound Aramont Road, exit 14B, an accident that continues. And then southbound in the area of exit 1, there is also an accident. The earlier one out on 287 in New Jersey, northbound at exit 36, that is now cleared. Westbound 78 at exit 11, a tractor-trailer accident, that also being cleared. And then westbound on Route 22, all lanes remain closed, actually both ways, right around the area of Country Club Road and Bridgewater with down wires. And alternate side again today is in effect. The supportive service of Indeed.com. With Indeed, you don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit the job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Frank, do you ever go to the Melting Pot? You know, that fondue place?
No,
fondue
I don't go to chains.
Oh, well, I actually, because I like fondue so much, I do like to go to the Melting Pot, but please, put that aside. Forget the Melting Pot. This town will give you Swiss vibes with some of the best fondue this side of Atlantic. All of that coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. But first, let's head over to the news desk because Deb has your headlines.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody, to 77 WABC Early News. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is right here. And currently, it's 46 in the city. We're getting up to 52 degrees today, but bring your rain coats and your umbrellas, because it's going to be rainy all day long. And also, Frank, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, breaking news over the weekend, it may be time to book that trip to London. But first, let's get back to some headlines. Apparently, Frank, it pays to be a bigwig in the Black Lives Matter organization. One of the leaders of the controversial group is facing outcry from critics, including her own colleagues. The head of the New York chapter is calling for an investigation into Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors. It turns out the self-proclaimed Marxist, that is Cullors, is living the high life, and members want to know how. It's come to light that the 37-year-old has amassed quite a list of luxury properties. This is the one that I love, including one in the Tony Topanga Canyon section of Los Angeles, where nearly 9 out of 10 residents is white.
Well, it is certainly going to be interesting to see how she responds to this, because Hawk Newsom, who's been very visible in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement, he lit her up over the weekend and in this Sunday New York Post article. So I have not yet heard any response from this person in terms of why this profligate spending is appropriate.
You know, speaking of no response, I actually followed Hawk Newsom on Twitter, and I messaged him directly. He followed me back, and I messaged him directly. This was a while back during the Black Lives Matter movement. And I said, well, I'd love to interview you. And he just dissed me, ghosted me, did
he
not respond.
You?
Dissed
wow.
me.
No.
Yeah. I said,
no.
Look, I will make it a fair interview. You know, I mean, I felt like he was like, not from WABC, but I said, hold on. But yeah, I never heard back.
Oh, that is, that speaks a great deal about his character. I'll say that.
Yes.
Newark public school students will be heading back to the classrooms for the first time in months. Starting today, New Jersey's largest school district will follow a hybrid model, which means students will return to in-person learning 2 days a week. The district released a 25-page reopening plan, which calls for required face masks throughout the day and randomly testing students in the same classrooms for COVID-19. New Jersey has fully vaccinated just over 2 million residents.
By the way, Frank, if you are planning on heading down to the Big Easy anytime soon, I have some good news. And by the way, the Big Easy is going to figure prominently in my Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. But New Orleans officials announced this weekend that bars and restaurants will be back to selling cocktails until 1 a.m. instead of the much hated, much maligned 11 p.m. witching hour. Cases have dropped there significantly, and experts say at least a quarter of all the residents are fully vaccinated. They have had a very, very successful vaccination program down there. Meantime, local media is reporting that a couple bars there are holding vaccine events. The Dragon's Den along Frenchman Street is inviting people to get a Johnson & Johnson jab and a complimentary shot. And Kermit's is doing the same, although I'm not sure if the shot is included.
So if you get a shot at the first place,
you get a shot.
You get a free shot of booze.
Yeah, I just feel like Kermit's needs to do that too.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody should be doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. All right. Well, New Jersey drivers are paying more to get to other states since toll hikes went into effect yesterday. The MTA has raised prices to get through its bridges and tunnels, while the Delaware River Joint Toll Bridge Commission has increased prices at 7 bridges and tunnels connecting the Garden State to Pennsylvania. Agencies are urging drivers to sign up for Easy Pass so they don't have to pay the cash prices, which cost even more money.
Now, I know that this is not something that a lot of people have had any experience with, but in what could be a harbinger for some of our own local venues, the iconic Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles will reopen very soon. If you're not familiar with it, it is an outdoor venue in the hills of Hollywood. Initially, capacity is going to be limited to about 4,000 people. Now, it normally, Frank, fits 17,000 or thereabouts. Still, it's the home for the LA Philharmonic. And they say that that organization says that the number is probably going to increase as the summer goes on, you know, as far as how many people can go and attend the events there. It's a really wonderful experience, you know, and we've got a lot of amphitheaters in our area, Jones Beach, PNC Art Center down in Holmdel, New Jersey. Anyway, the reopening will start with 4 free concerts for healthcare workers, first responders, and essential workers.
Wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. Especially if you're one of those essential workers that gets to go. 5:37, somebody that's essential to our program is Joe Nolan, who brings you the traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
Well, we have a problem now on the Major Deegan Expressway on the southbound side of McLean Avenue. Apparently, there is an accident there. It's in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. There may be a vehicle fire involved in that. Southbound drive, earlier problem gone. If you're traveling northbound on 287, again, at exit 36, that earlier accident cleared. Still those two, though, out to the west a little bit. 78 westbound at exit 11, a trailer accident, then Route 22 closed at Country Club Road in Bridgewater with down wires. And alternate side again today in effect. The support service to Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted in 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. I could see Frank being a Jessica Alba fan back in the day, but
learn more.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning at 5:41. This is the WABC Early News. Jessica Alba's Honest Company is going public after a year of high demand for baby products, lotions, and sanitizers. The Los Angeles-based company plans to list shares on the NASDAQ under HNST. It says its revenue leapt 28% to $300 million in 2020. Diapers and wipes made up the majority of its sales. Honest Company plans to use its proceeds to fund advertising and launch new products. The company, founded in 2011, is known for its baby products free of synthetic chemicals, Juliet.
You know, I have to say, I've said this before many times, but she was one of the most unpleasant people I've ever interviewed.
Really?
In my life. Well, yes.
Wow. What did she do?
She was just very cold and she was rude on the air to my co-host, and she just was a real disappointment.
Is there any chance that you just caught her on a bad day?
No, we were warned that she was, yeah. But, you know, good for her. She's turned her acting into she's used her acting, her fame, for something really amazing. So I give her a lot of credit.
Yeah, no, I mean,
she's a hard worker.
That she is, and it'll be interesting to see if Hollywood Sid Rosenberg is able to propel his acting career to that same level of
Oh, you can bet your ass.
Oh, easily.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He'll be able to turn that money into gold as well. He'll be a billion-dollar company. All we have to do is brand him Hollywood. That's it. All right. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. So right now, obviously, travel to some of our favorite international destinations is impossible. Europe, with a few exceptions, is a no-go. Things are changing thanks to America's humming vaccine program. In fact, news broke over the weekend that the United States will probably be considered a green on the UK's travel light system. And we had heard that that was going to be probable, but it's looking very likely now, which means that Americans could start vacationing there sometime in late May or early June. President Biden has hinted he'll drop the travel bans on the UK, Canada, and Mexico, and perhaps some other countries as well. So I have a feeling both of those things have to happen. So to have one, you have to have the other. So stay tuned for that. But if you want international charm now, like right now, here is part two of my favorite picks for American cities with international vibes. Let's start in Wisconsin, believe it or not, in the town that screams Switzerland. In fact, New Glarus's nickname is Little Switzerland. It was founded back in 1845 by 100 Swiss emigrants. And since then, cheesemongers and chalets have turned the town into a slice of northern Europe. The locals are all about their home country. You'll see Swiss flags everywhere. The restaurants are Swiss-centric, complete with lots of fondue options and Swiss-style bakeries. Okay, let's stay in the Midwest and head over to Lake Michigan. Well, actually, head over Lake Michigan to the state of Michigan and a little town that'll make you feel like you're in Amsterdam. Holland, Michigan was settled by Dutch immigrants back in the early 1800s. And since then, their descendants have honored their homeland with everything from the annual Tulip Time Festival to the oldest working Dutch windmill in the country, which dates back more than 250 years. Families will particularly love this town, I think. You could visit Nell's Dutch Village, which is a 10-acre historic Dutch village. I mean, this is like not some fake little Disney World thing. This is legit. You can visit the wooden shoes factory and let your kids fly on the Zwiftmolen, which is a Dutch swing ride. Now, we cannot talk about U.S. cities with Euro charm without mentioning the obvious two, Boston and Philly. The former's Beacon Hill neighborhood is essentially, I mean, it's basically England in America. You've got the federal-style row houses and cobblestone streets. Philly, meantime, I mean, all you have to do is just head to Elfrith's Alley, which is the country's oldest continually inhabited street, dating back to 1702. You can still see the houses that were built back then. And it's not just the British vibe. You'll also have that French charm, too. City Hall is a Second Empire stunner there in Philadelphia. And finally, New Orleans. Frank, this seems like a town that you would love. Have you been to New Orleans?
I've never been, but really? I'm told it's great, and my wife really wants to go, so it is on our list.
Oh, it's awesome. The city was settled by the French thanks to King Louis XV. It actually was the capital of New France at one point. Then he transferred it over to his cousin, King Charles III. Of Spain in 1762, but then after the French Revolution, Napoleon took it back, and then he sold it as part of the Louisiana Purchase to the fledgling United States. Start in the French Quarter, nibble on French food, including their famous Creole, and of course, the amazing beignets. New Orleans isn't going to give you that aristocratic French vibe, by the way, but I have to say, it's more kind of like Paris's red light district. It has a little bit of a seedy charm, but it's actually what makes the town so magical. Make sure you check out the intricate iron balconies on the apartments overlooking Jackson Square there in the French Quarter. The Baroness de Pontalba built them, and she's a French baroness, and they are considered the oldest apartments in the United States, actually. Isn't that interesting? She moved back to Paris, and her residence there is now the home in Paris is now the home of the U.S. ambassador to France. Jackson Square, by the way, was originally a parade ground for the French military. It was modeled after the oldest square in Paris, the Place de Vosges. And yes, back in the day, Jackson Square was the site of public execution, so you can go there at night and see if you can feel the, you know, the haunting vibes there. The French Market near La Trobe part, the La Trobe area, is the oldest public market in America, dating back to 1791. And those are your updates in the Jet Set Juliet Travel World.
We're going to do sports with Sid Rosenberg in just a moment. But
did I go that long?
It's okay. Sid is a very patient guy. He's not yet at Jessica Alba level of big-headedness.
How did I go that long?
Well, there's a lot of cities that needed listing. Yes. 547, traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Out of the Major Deegan Expressway, we got a problem at McLean Avenue. There's a multi-vehicle accident, apparently a car fire involved as well. So southbound on the Deegan, at least one lane out. That on the Bruckner northbound southbound in the Bronx to the Sheridan. Disabled, that one's in the left lane. And then on the New York State Thruway northbound, getting up to 14B, Airmont Road, that accident continues. Now in New Jersey, westbound Route 78 at exit 11, a tractor-trailer accident. And then both ways on Route 22, all lanes remain closed, Country Club Road and Bridgewater. Downed wires and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right, at 5:49, big sports weekend. Here is the sports guy, best in the business, best in New York, certainly.
Come on now.
Hollywood City.
Here we go. Well, listen, talking about history in great American cities, history made in Augusta, Georgia this weekend. The first Japanese player ever to win the Masters. Despite bogeying three of the last four holes and shooting over par the last day, only the second golfer to ever do that, Hideki Matsuyama becomes the first Japanese player ever to don the green jacket, handed over by Dustin Johnson, who won it last year. Very nice tweet from Tiger Woods. Hideki Matsuyama, your 2021 Masters champion. Yankees were in jeopardy getting swept by Tampa Bay. They needed a late inning rally. They got it and eventually got four in the 10th and beat the Rays 8-4. Big hit for newly acquired Oder for the Yankees, and a big day for Gio Urshela. He goes 4-for-5, including a home run. Yankees beat the Rays 8-4, and now get ready for a set against the Blue Jays starting later on today. The Mets and Marlins got rained out. Metsies will take on the Phillies in Queens later on tonight. David Peterson on the mound for the Mets. The Knicks are now a 500 basketball team again, 27-27. They beat the Raptors last night, 102-96, behind 26 points from Julius Randle. Knickerbockers are eighth in the Eastern Conference, but just one game out of the four slot. The top seed in the East, the Nets, they were off yesterday, but they're on the road in Minnesota tonight. Quite a story. The Nets are taking on the Timberwolves, folks. No owns the Minnesota Timberwolves? Alex Rodriguez just bought the T-Wolves and the Minnesota Lynx. That's right. He couldn't get the Mets. Now he owns the Minnesota Lynx and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Wow.
And the Nets will play Minnesota in Minnesota later on tonight. And finally, in overtime, the Isles got a goal from Ryan Pulock, and they skate past the Rangers by a final score of 3-2. But once again, the big story today, first Japanese player ever to win the Masters, Hideki Matsuyama, donned the green jacket. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg, and this is a WABC Early News.
Well, Sid, you left out the biggest headline of all when you were talking about A-Rod and that J-Lo was pictured over the weekend on Instagram without her gigantic rock.
So, not only that, but in all these stories about how A-Rod and his very wealthy buddy Mark Lawrie bought the Timberwolves, there was no mention of J-Lo. Mm-hmm. You remember when they were trying to buy the Mets, mm-hmm. it was all A-Rod, J-Lo. No mention of her there either, so...
Maybe she's just not a basketball fan. You know.
Maybe they're just dumb.
Thanks, Hollywood. All right, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, it's going to be a lousy day. Unfortunately, we're going to have showers in the morning, light showers in the morning, but it will become steady throughout the afternoon, high of about 52, and the rain will likely continue through the night. But tomorrow we should have a fairly decent day, I hope. We'll have clouds and sunshine with a high of about 64 degrees. Wednesday, we'll get up to 67 degrees. We'll have, again, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning, but apparently in the afternoon, we'll have more clouds. But I don't know. They keep on saying that, and then we end up having sunny days. So I'm just going to hope that they've screwed that part up. But unfortunately, by Thursday, we should see some rain back in, and the temperatures are going to drop down to about 51 degrees. Hopefully, that's going to change, though, as the week starts to go on. But in the meantime, Frank, I don't know if you guys were watching this sort of drama playing out in Hawaii over the weekend. Folks went for a Hawaiian adventure, but I'm guessing a shootout was not on the agenda.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, pricey Honolulu resort area was locked down over the weekend for a period of time after cops say a guest opened fire through his hotel room door at staff. Not really clear as to why this guy was barricaded in himself in his hotel room and why staff went there in the first place. Hundreds of tourists near the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu were evacuated from the beaches and restaurants. Apparently, it was a very quiet evening, Saturday evening. Everybody was just kind of chilling. People were eating at the restaurants, you know, just enjoying the beautiful temperatures. And they ended up having, they hear these shots or the police start running down, you know, along this promenade and say, you got to hide, you got to hide. So they hid in a nearby ballroom. A spokesperson for the U.S. Navy Pacific Submarine Force told the local news outlets that the guy was one of his one of their sailors, not immediately identified, but the Honolulu Star advertiser and one of the local TV stations say that he was 40 years old. So, and he did kill himself. Mm. Yeah.
Well, sad. It looks like the Pfizer vaccine may not be strong enough to fight the coronavirus strain first detected in South Africa. A new study out of Israel found those who had both doses were 8 times as likely to catch the variant than unvaccinated people. Researchers caution that the sample size was small, so they can't say exactly how less effective the vaccine is. At least 22 states have 3 strains, South Africa, UK, and Brazilian.
So if I got the Pfizer shots, I got both of them, so I would be 8 times more likely to get this South Africa strain?
According to this Israeli study, which again,
oh, I don't believe
had
it.
A small sample size.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm just glad that
this
I got
is nonsensical.
I'm just glad that I got the Moderna.
All right. A disturbing situation, Frank, unfolding down in the Caribbean. Residents of St. Vincent, who have not had their COVID vaccine, are being banned from getting onto rescue ships to escape the continuing eruption from the nearby La Soufriere volcano. Can you imagine? The island's prime minister said only people with the vaccine are allowed to get on waiting cruise ships. Now, this has to change, I would imagine. Local news reports showed local volunteers covered from head to toe with the dusty ash, which was so thick at times it actually blocked out sunlight on the island. Ooh. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, meantime, is helping organize a venture to help the islanders, many of whom have family living in our area. So hopefully they'll be able to get them out of there, because this thing has erupted twice, and it's just not a very pleasant situation to be in. If you're down there, you know, breathing in piles of dust.
Yeah, that's for sure. It sounds terrible. The number 3 House Republican is pushing for a bipartisan commission to investigate the Capitol attack. Liz Cheney told CBS's Face the Nation it's the single most important thing they can do to prevent that day from happening again. She says they need to be focused on embracing the Constitution, not embracing insurrection. She not only blames former President Trump for using language to allegedly incite violence, but claims he continues to do so to this day. The GOP did not support efforts to form a commission.
I don't know if you heard about this over the weekend, Frank, but it was a horrible tragedy in Boca Raton, Florida, and it has New York ties. A 23-year-old woman, allegedly high on drugs and calling herself Harry Potter, struck 2 people. She was driving. These people were walking along the popular Ocean Boulevard area Friday morning, including a Long Island federal judge and a 6-year-old boy. 75-year-old Judge Sandra Firestein was killed, and this little boy, Anthony Ovchinnikov, was seriously injured. Cops say the 23-year-old, whose real name is Nastasha Snape, and remember that name, Snape, she was apparently whacked out on a drug called T-Salts. They found her convulsing in her car a few miles down the road from the accident nearby Delray Beach. Now, I'm not a Harry Potter person, but apparently there is a character in the series called Severus Snape. And this is that woman's name is Snape. So, you know, I don't know what this drug makes you do, but clearly she was hallucinating. Paramedics say she screamed and fought with them. She claimed to be Harry Potter. Then she just at one point just started staring off into space. She's being charged with vehicular homicide, hit and run involving death, and leaving the scene of an accident with injury. And also, Firestein is a lifelong New Yorker. She was nominated to the federal bench by President Bush, 43, back in 2003. Before that, she was a state judge, and she was actually sworn in as a New York Supreme Court judge by her mother, who was an immigration court judge, Annette Elstein. The Daily News reporting the two were the country's first mother-daughter justices. Ugh. Horrible, horrible story.
Horrible is right.
Ugh.
5:57. Let's get a look at traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, big problems now westbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway right by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. A 2-tractor-trailer accident. 1 lane is closed. Southbound on the Deegan and McLean Avenue, an accident with a car fire. New York State Thruway northbound at Airmont Road, which is 14B, an accident. Westbound 78 out by exit 11. That tractor-trailer accident still being cleared both ways on Route 22 at Country Club Road, an accident with down wires. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this report is a service of Indeed.com with Indeed. need. You don't need a storm to catch lightning in a bottle. Find great people fast with hiring tools like Instant Match, which searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver people whose resumes fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. All right, we've got a lot coming up for you, including an update on the White Lives Matter protests that were supposed to happen over the weekend. Apparently, they didn't matter, except to maybe a couple white supremacists. So we'll give you an update on that one.
And we have sports with Sid Rosenberg. I have some interesting business news coming to us from the land of Disney. And those of you that are interested in following what's happening on the Red Planet may be interested to hear what's going on with Mars. I'm going to tell you all about that and a whole bunch more.
Very interesting. Also, I got a story for you. You know, a lot of folks say they don't want to get this COVID shot, and there have been conspiracy theorists, the COVID vaccine, rather. They've been conspiracy theorists who say that they're concerned that this is some government, you know, conspiracy thing, and that there are implants and all this stuff to track us. Well, there's an announcement that came over from the Pentagon that I have a feeling is not going to make these conspiracy theorists shut up. Wait till you hear this.
All right. Well, a whole lot more news coming your way. We're taking you straight until 6:30 when the Bernie and Sid show begins. Deb Valentine has all the latest local news you need to know. But first, here is all of the national and international news courtesy of our friends at Fox News Radio.
Talk radio for New York and all of America. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and
WABC.
Protests over another police shooting in Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's hours after Brooklyn Center police shot a black 20-year-old fleeing an arrest at a traffic stop, shot as he drove away, then crashing.
Hundreds of protesters filling the streets and clashing with police. Officers started using flashbangs to clear the crowds. And demonstrators crowded around the police station, launching fireworks and throwing a trash can at riot officers. Police say shots were fired at the station. Luckily, no one was hurt. Officers used more tear gas after declaring an unlawful assembly. Soon after, people were seen looting several stores throughout the town.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. The National Guard was activated and an overnight curfew was put in place. The third week of Derek Chauvin's trial starts today in Minneapolis. The fired officer charged with murder in George Floyd's much-protested death last year. President Biden will push his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, meeting today with lawmakers from both parties, including skeptical Republicans like Senator Roger Wicker.
Where does the spending end?
Wicker also tells ABC's This Week he's against a corporate tax hike included in the plan. Israel is being accused by Iran of nuclear terrorism. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, Iran is accusing Israel and threatening revenge after an apparent attack on an Iranian nuclear facility. It seems something triggered a blackout yesterday at Iran's main plant for enriching uranium, Natanz. Israel hasn't commented, but Israeli media reports the damage was caused by an Israeli cyber attack and says the alleged sabotage operation may have set Iran's work at the site back by months. Iran says it will rebuild the facility with more advanced machines. Dave?
Simon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is concerned about the U.S. rejoining the international nuclear deal. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Now, Newsmax is asking if you approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and trillions in spending. And did President Trump do a better job? Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. Let us know who you like better, Trump or Biden. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Text RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. And watch Newsmax today.
From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. Now what's trending on 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com. Fatal hit and run. It happened in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, Saturday, involving a private sanitation worker. Killed was 52-year-old Angel Aguilar Duran. The driver of a Honda which struck Duran fled the scene on foot and remains at large. Well, there's a disturbing video of New York City police officers being harassed by several men as crime continues to rise in the Big Apple. Fox's Laura Engel reports.
That confrontation Tuesday shows several men surrounding an NYPD SUV, one with a megaphone hurling profanities and insults about the officers' wives, while two officers sit inside with the windows rolled up before they drove away. Now, this is just the latest in a string of incidents with police as protesters and defund police groups continue to rally against law enforcement after the death of George Floyd last year. In New York City, crime has gone up in several major categories. Murders risen nearly 20%, and the number of shooting incidents rose over 56% so far in 2021 compared to this date in 2020.
And NYPD data also shows that 38 sexual assault crimes took place during the week of March 29th to April 4th. A New York federal judge killed in a hit and run in Florida. A 6-year-old seriously hurt as well. Killed was 75-year-old Sandra Feuerstein. The driver apprehended after leaving the scene. Police say that 23-year-old Nastasis Snape is charged with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene. Well, ceremonies Friday as the iconic Luna Park reopened in Brooklyn, and a host of officials on hand for that, for those ceremonies in Coney Island, including New York Senator and U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Coney Island is one of the national symbols of New York. And when it opens, the world knows New York is coming back.
All right, limited capacity due to COVID-19, 33% capacity for now with the park open weekends only through Memorial Day. From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I'm Deborah Valentine.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. We were able to stay dry yesterday. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Moreno.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Yeah, it was a kind of a cruddy weekend, unfortunately. Deb, as you heard, is following the breaking news. She's not cruddy. She's awesome. And Matt and Eric, I believe, are at the controls today. Citizen with sports at 6:15. I think folks are going to be talking about a few things, including there was a ginger sighting, a famous ginger sighting at Heathrow Airport. I'll tell you who it was. And the mob may be messing with the vaccination program over in Italy, Frank. Yeah, not cool, mob, not cool.
All right, well, we're going to tell you all about that and the Derek Chauvin trial as it enters its third week today. But first, here is traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. How's it looking this morning, Joe?
Problems on the Alexander-Hamilton Bridge in both directions. Westbound on the crossbox jammed up, getting onto Alex, a two-tractor-trailer accident. The left lane is out. Then on the eastbound side, a three-vehicle accident. That also in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. Sheridan northbound Westchester Avenue, all lanes are closed with an accident. Southbound Deegan around McLean Avenue, an accident with a car fire. If you're northbound on the New York State Thruway at Airmont Road, we still have that accident. That is still in the process of being cleared. And westbound 78, that tractor-trailer accident out there by exit 11, that is still there. And alternate side of the street, parking rules once again today are in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, Joe, thank you very much. From the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, the weathermen have been active this morning because things have changed just a tad. Today, we're going to get up to 51 degrees with cloudy skies and periods of rain all afternoon, and we should have rain tonight. Then we'll have pretty much just clouds rolling in. Tomorrow should be decent. We're going to get up to 64 degrees. That's a little bit warmer than we thought we were going to have about an hour ago. And partly cloudy skies. I'd like to say partly sunny. I'm just going to be an optimist here. Wednesday, we're getting all the way up to 69 degrees. So that's a little bit of a change just in the last half hour or so. And again, partly cloudy skies. I say partly sunny. Go with that. Thursday, though, the rain comes back, and it probably isn't going to be too crazy, but it is going to happen. Chance of rain 100%, and we should get about an inch worth of rain. And Friday as well, showers and only about 49 degrees. But by the weekend, it looks pretty decent. We're getting back into the 60s, mid-60s by Sunday. But the temperature currently in New York City is 46 degrees.
The murder trial of a former Minneapolis cop enters its third week today as protests over a police shooting unfold nearby. Prosecutors argue Derek Chauvin betrayed his badge when he held George Floyd down until he stopped breathing. The defense argues Chauvin used necessary force and is expected to call their first witnesses later this week. They'll also try to prove Floyd died of a drug overdose and not murder.
Well, there were a series of highly publicized White Lives Matter protests across the country over the weekend. Hundreds of anti-White Lives Matter protesters showed up to protest the White Lives Matter group in Huntington Beach, California. There were some scuffles there and some arrests. But elsewhere, reports show the demonstrations were pretty much a bust. Outside Trump Tower, there were lots of folks gathered to offset the White Lives Matter group, which turned out to be one lone guy giving a Nazi salute.
Of course.
Pleasant.
The House is set to vote for a second time on Washington, D.C. statehood. A committee will mark up and vote on the bill on Wednesday. If passed, the District of Columbia would become the 51st state. An effort last year got through the House but didn't reach the Senate. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who reintroduced the bill, says it rights the wrong of denying 712,000 residents voting representation in Congress.
All right. Conspiracy theorists, sit down. Calm yourselves. Have a sip of coffee. Actually, don't. Make sure it's decaffeinated. This just seems like trouble waiting to happen. I don't know. Pentagon scientists have invented a microchip that can sense COVID-19 in the blood. 60 Minutes reporting last night that the team was inspired to create the early warning system after the chaos that unfolded on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. 1,200 crew members were infected. You know, one got it, then they all got it. They also created a filter that you can attach to a dialysis machine that allegedly removes COVID from the blood. The microchip is contained in a green gel-like substance. It's inserted below the skin, and voila! You're being tracked. No, I'm just kidding. No, you're, that's, of course, what everybody is going to jump to. I have a feeling. I mean, look, it would be great to know that we've got an advanced warning system, but, I just think that that has, do you agree with me that this has trouble written?
Oh, absolutely. This is certainly a bridge too far, I would think. I don't think that even the most casual civil libertarian is going to be okay with this.
I'm guessing you're probably correct.
Well, members of the world's fastest growing religion are set to celebrate the holy month of Ramadan starting this evening in the United States. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from dawn until dusk. They break the fast in the evening with prayer and a meal called the iftar, shared with friends and family. Although COVID is likely to complicate things this year, Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and is significant because it was during this time that the Quran, the sacred scripture of Islam, was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. The sighting of the new moon ending Ramadan will take place on Wednesday, May 12th.
All right. Do we have a royal alert possibly ready? Because this is a major, major royal alert.
Let's see. Matt, can we do a royal alert?
You know, I didn't give Matt the update. I didn't give him a forewarning, so it's okay if we don't. But I will tell you that eyewitnesses reportedly saw Prince Harry at Heathrow Airport. That is confirming reports that he will be attending his grandfather, Prince Philip's, funeral this weekend. Meghan Markle was not with him. She is, of course, several months pregnant and has allegedly been told by doctors that it's not safe to fly. The Duke of Sussex was seen disembarking a British Airways flight from Los Angeles. He was met by security. He exited the airport in a black Range Rover before being dropped off at his former home at Kensington Palace. Meantime, experts say it is unlikely that the prince will be in military garb at the funeral because, as you know, he was stripped of his role as Captain General of the Royal Marines after quitting royal duties last year. And I do have another royal update coming up. Get that that royal alert for you.
All right. Oh, yes, well, NASA is delaying its Mars helicopter. The first flight was set to take its last major test early this morning. However, the drone's rotor blades abruptly stopped working during a crucial test spin on Friday. The first flight of the helicopter, named Ingenuity, is expected to get no higher than 10 feet above the floor of a crater and stay in the air for 40 seconds or so. The next test flight will happen sometime after Wednesday.
Okay, here we go. Royal alert. Royal alert. If you are hoping to show up to honor the late Prince Philip, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. Thank you, Matt. But you ain't getting anywhere close. American tourists are not allowed in England. They are allowed in England, but you basically have to quarantine for a bit, and it costs money because you have to put yourself up at a hotel. And by the way, even if you left today, that wouldn't give you enough time to percolate in your hotel room. In fact, no one is going to be able to take part in the solemn honor, save for the prince's closest family and friends. Plans for the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral have actually been in place for years, approved by Prince Philip himself. But thanks to COVID, they're being radically altered, leaving a pared-down service for the 99-year-old consort with, quote, no public access whatsoever. It'll all be out of view on the grounds of Windsor Castle. But the good news is I will be very busy on Saturday watching because it is going to be televised. The royal family is adhering to pandemic rules, so only 30 people are allowed to attend the event, which is scheduled for this Saturday around 10 a.m. East Coast time, 3 p.m. London. The guest list will include, of course, his wife, the Queen, and much of the leading royals, including Charles and Camilla and William and Kate. And as you heard, Prince Harry, who is attending but without his wife. The late prince is currently lying at rest in the private family chapel at Windsor, which is where he and the Queen would spend their weekends. He will be moved to St. George's Chapel, where Harry and Meghan were married, and interred in the royal vault near King George III of American Revolution fame and his sons, King George IV and William IV. Prince Philip's coffin, meantime, will arrive via a somewhat unusual mode of transport, a tricked-out Land Rover. The late prince chose this route himself because he helped design the customized vehicle. He was a naval hero. He met then Princess Elizabeth, in 1939 when she was touring the Naval College, the Royal Naval College, where he was an 18-year-old cadet. She was just 12 at the time. They stayed in touch over the years and announced their engagement 8 years later. The couple had 4 children and were married for 73 years.
Well, that is something. Somebody who is hoping to eclipse that 73-year record of marriage is Sid Hollywood Rosenberg.
Good morning, everybody. Where was my DMX funeral update? How come you didn't get that much time?
I'm sorry, but either
one of them, to be honest with you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. History made in Augusta, Georgia this weekend. Yes, the first Japanese player ever to don the green jacket, Hideki Matsuyama, despite bogeying 3 of the last 4 holes and just the second golfer ever to shoot over par and win the Masters on the last day of the tournament. He gets it done. He wins 10 under for the tournament. Tiger Woods sending a very nice tweet. So history made, first Japanese player ever to win the Masters. Congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama. He is your 2021 Masters champ. Yanks in jeopardy of getting swept by the Rays. They were trailing Tampa Bay late. They rallied late. Oder, the newest Yankee, had a big hit. Gio Urshela, 4-for-5, including a home run. Yankees scored 4 in the 10th and doubled up the Rays 8-4. So they salvage one game in that series. They go to 4-5. Yankees start a set today against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Metsies, they got rained out after 6 or 9 pitches. And they have the Phillies coming to town tonight. The first place, Joe Girardi-led Philadelphia Phillies. David Peterson on the mound for the lackluster Mets. Knickerbocker is still playing good basketball. Back to the 500 mark. They've now won 2 in a row. They go to 27-27 by beating Toronto last night, 102-96. Julius Randle led the way with 26 points. Nets back on the court tonight. They got clobbered by the Lakers last game. Lakers, by the way, at the Garden tonight, visiting the Knicks. Nets in Minnesota. Big story there. Who now owns the Minnesota Timberwolves? Alex Rodriguez. That's right. Him and his buddy Mark Laurie bought the T-Wolves and the Lynx of the WNBA. So the Nets in Minnesota tonight for the Alex Rodriguez Minnesota Timberwolves. And in overtime last night, it was the Islanders getting a big goal from Ryan Pulock. They skate past the Rangers by a final score of 3-2. But again, the big story today, Japanese player Hideki Matsuyama. First Japanese player ever to win the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. More of Sid Rosenberg in just a minute. Here's Joe Nolan with the traffic.
Very busy day up in the Bronx on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge on the westbound side. Coming into it, there's a two-tractor-trailer accident. That's in the left lane. Then on the eastbound side, you've got a three-vehicle accident being cleared. Sheridan northbound at Westchester Avenue, all lanes are closed with an accident. Southbound Deegan and McLean Avenue, an accident with a car fire. We've got a crash on the New York State Thruway northbound at 14B. I'm beginning to think that might be out of the way soon. Westbound 78 at exit 11 is a crash involving a tractor trailer. And then southbound, actually both ways on Route 22, all lanes are closed in New Jersey at Country Club Road out in Bridgewater. Downed wires, alternate side again today is in effect. And this supportive service of Exergen. Earn a $5 rebate by trading any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters. An Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thanks, Joe. Frank, earlier you teased your business report and you mentioned, was it Disney?
Disney!
Oh, boy.
You want to know the real deal here?
Yes, I do. Okay. Momentarily, we will. And we're also going to hear about the huge show today on Bernie and Sid. But first...
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
didn't know this.
I've
got, you've got the president booked. You've got, we'll be back in 1 minute.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
6:20. Let me talk to you about what's happening in the world of business. Disneyland fans are counting down to the gates reopening on April 30th. Those with unused tickets can book a reservation today, while ticket sales for everyone else begin on Thursday. And for the first time in years, prices are not going up. The theme park and its neighboring California Adventure have been closed for a year because of the pandemic. Per health rules, only those living in California will be welcomed back right now. Some rides and restaurants will remain closed, but certainly it seems like a step in the right direction.
Well, you know, Disneyland is in California. California is home to Hollywood. And speaking of, look who we have back with us.
What a great segue.
Sid Hollywood Rosenberg. Who do you have coming up on your show? Famous people, I would imagine.
Very, very famous people. Doesn't get more famous than Rich Lowry. Hello? National Review? No, he's actually a great, great writer and a great Monday morning guest. He's on every week. Of course, he's on Meet the Press all the time. He writes for Politico. His stuff is usually syndicated in the New York Post. So he'll join us today. And talking about the New York Post, Miranda Devine is going to hop on as well. But that's it. You know, Mondays really, guys, there's so much that goes on over the weekend between local politics and national politics, certainly, and all the sports, that usually Monday is not a guest-laden show. So we've got two guests today, and we'll put on a great show and call it a day.
Well, do you enjoy talking about politics, or does it get kind of...
No.
I know, because, you know, it gets people so crazy, especially these days, and it's just like,
You know what it is, too? It's so repetitive. That's the big issue with me. You know, I remember... Back in 2014, it's a true story, I was living in Miami, and I so badly wanted to go back to WFAN and talk sports, all I wanted to do. And Mark Chernoff gave me the opportunity to spend the whole summer here in New York. I left Danielle and the kids down in Florida, and I literally spent 2 months. I did 44 shows the summer of 2014 on WFAN. And the last day I called Danielle and I said, if I have to talk about Eli Manning or LeBron James for another minute, I'm going to kill myself. And I decided that day to start talking politics down in South Florida, which, by the way, paved the way for me to get back to New York City. Now I kind of feel the way I do about politics and I did about sports, because it's the same thing every day. It was just finding new ways, new names to call Joe Biden, Andrew Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, Kamala Harris. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, you just change the names and a little bit of the story, but for the most part, it's very repetitive.
Yeah, I agree. It gets tiring, and it gets tiring fighting with people.
Oh,
all the
that
time,
is for
and defending
sure.
yourself all
that
the time
is for sure.
But everybody, you know, you fight about everything these days. I mean, and I kind of joked with you about DMX, but you know, if I see one more tribute, it was a bad guy. I mean, look, Sid, you're not perfect either. You're right. And when, in fact, I die, God forbid, if you want to write something bad about me on Instagram, God bless you. But the truth is I'm actually a pretty good guy.
Well, you know,
This guy was out there impregnating women all over the town. He committed violent crimes. He killed dogs. He was a real lowlife.
Well, you're echoing the sentiments of people in, well, frankly, all around the world, not just the UK, when it comes to Prince Philip. You know, a lot of folks saying this guy, yes, he was considered irascible, but he was also considered racist. And, you know, you look and you go, well, was it a man from a time when things were different and thought processes were different and so forth? But it's always kind of sad to see people ripping somebody apart who's just died. But then again, you look at somebody and you go, well, was this a decent human being? I don't know. We're not perfect.
But that is the delicate step here, right? You don't want to rip somebody when they die. But at the same time, it makes me nauseous when people all of a sudden go out of their way to make this person better than they were. DMX was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. Nothing to look up to, nothing inspiring about. He wrote rap songs about the violent stuff that he did. He made money, did a lot of drugs, and died a young man. I'm not exactly sure why people all over the world, especially, here we go again, white people,
are
bending over backwards to tribute this guy.
But you know what it is, what it's all about. It's about the fact that people put celebrities into a whole different category.
Well, that's good for me, then.
You can talk about political politicians. You could talk about Hollywood actors. You could talk about musicians. Athletes, when you are one of those, you are in a different quadrant. People forgive you.
So you know who also died a couple of days ago? Charles Coolidge. Do you know who Charles Coolidge is?
Yes, that would Rita Coolidge, who sang the great song, You're Not Alone. That's her son.
That is not her son.
No.
So Charles Coolidge died at the age of 99. He was one of only two Medal of Honor recipients from World War II that are still living.
And oh, wow. Yes, I did hear about that.
His heroism in World War II was real heroism. He was a guy that volunteered to join the army, fought in Europe, fought in Africa, and yet he has not gotten a fraction of the coverage of Prince Philip.
I think sometimes we just, it's, especially when we're younger, it's so much easier to sort of put all that out and just look at the people that we idolize as heroes, you know, the musicians. And I mean, I loved Bono, but the fact is that when my mom went in for lung cancer surgery, I mean, to me, it was the nurses and the doctors. I mean, it was just confirmed what we already know. These are the people that are heroes to me.
No, there's no question. So on the way out, then, do you both promise me now? I know could be early in the game, but I want to promise from both of you that when I die, you will only post nice things about me.
Of course.
100%. 100%.
I mean, Hollywood, why would you even ask?
Well,
I
will say nice things unless the negative things that I say are really, really funny. Right. If there's a negative story that happens to be really funny, then I feel an obligation.
I am good with that. Even a feeble attempt at humor, even if it's offensive, I'll give you a pass.
Thanks.
Well, I very quickly, Sid, I just want your reaction to this because we have to go and go to traffic. But Italian leaders say the mafia has infiltrated the country's vaccine distribution efforts. They're apparently taking the shots away from the elderly and giving them to family, friends, and shall we say, colleagues. What do you have to say to that, Sid Rosenberg?
Well, that's the truth, and it sounds an awful lot like our own story right here with the governor, Andrew Cuomo.
I was just going to say. Well. yes. But sadly, though, Italy's vaccine protocol has been abysmal up to this point.
That is for sure. All right. You'll hear more Cuomo talk, no doubt, from Bernie on the Bernie and Sid show. Rich Lowry coming up as well. So it's going to be an action-packed 3.5 hours. Juliet and I are going to be back tomorrow. What's on your agenda today, Juliet?
I'm just going home, taking care of my little sickly husband.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a good wife to do that.
I'm a great wife. What are you kidding me?
I have no doubt that's true.
Just ask John Friday night what a great wife I was. Forget it.
Oh, boy. Sounds like there's something more to that. We'll have to explore that tomorrow.
I'll tell you off.
Yeah. All right, 627. Here is Joe Nolan with Traffic and Transit on the 7s. The Bernie and Sid Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.